Nedarim Perek Yud Aleph Mishnah Vov. Omro, she makes a neder. Koinom te'enim vanovim elu she'eni toyemes. She asks up on herself te'enim vanovim. She adds she'eni toyemes. Kiyem la'te'enim kule kayim. If he's mekayim the neder legabi te'enim. These are things that are in a nefesh. So he has a koyach to be mefer or to be mekayim. So he's mekayim legabi te'enim kule tainim. To kulekayim heifel ateinim enei mufer atche yofer afla novim. The Rav brings from the Gemara that the pasuk says isho yikimenu, and the Gemara understands that to mean like yokim mimenu. The kiyim is mimenu, that there's a kiyim on a neder when the husbands make him or the fathers make him, even when he's making mimenu only part of it. So the whole neder now is not roi lahavor, because it's kuloi kaim. Therefore, kiyim latenim kuloi kaim. However, if he's mefer on part, so that part is partially chal. And we've discussed before the fact that by hafora is not like hatorah. By hafora, the din is neder shufa miktosoi, hufa kuloi. So what the Mishnah means to say over here is eni mufer completely atchi ofer aflanovim, but rather the part that he was mefer is hufa. Omra koinim teenim sheni teyemes. Vanovim she'eni te'emes, where he speaks out the te'enit she'eni te'emes as both, each one separately. So there we see it, tare'elu she'eni te'emes, we see each one as a separate statement. Therefore, he's made for one, he's made for the other. He's mekayim one, he hasn't been mekayim the other one. And therefore, the second one is still nitin to a process of haforah, even though he was mekayim one. Mishnah Zayin. We've had already before the din of B'yom Shomoy, that if the father, the husband, is Hechrish B'yom Shomoy, thereafter he can't be Mefer. There's a statute of limitations on his Koyach HaFora. Says the Mishnah, Yedeh Ani Sheyesh Nedarim. Aval Eni Yedeh Sheyesh Mefir, and I didn't know that that's a neder that I could be Mefer. I didn't know the nature of in the Mishnah, Sheyesh Mefirin, that I didn't know, not specifically about this, that I didn't know that there is a koyach of afara to a husband or a baal. Yofer, that he could be mefer. Yoidei ani Sheyesh Mefirin, I know that there's a din of afara, I know that I have a koyach of afara, any yedei shezen neder. This neder is a neder that needs afara. Rebmeyo ima lo yofer. Lamaisa, you heard about the neder. That's called B'yom Shomoy. He didn't know that it's a neder, but you heard it. Since he didn't know about the koyach hafora, he didn't know about the need for hafora on this specific neder. So the halacha is over here, that's not called B'yom Shomoy. It's not called an affirmation of the neder, it's not B'yom Shomoy, therefore yofer. Now the case that's not mavu over here is what happens, and this is really the case that we started with. What would be if he knows that he's a mefer? He knows this is a neder, but he didn't think that this neder was up to him to be mefer. He didn't realize that this neder is inu nefesh, and it is inu nefesh. That is a zach which is not in his bar over here. So that the Ran of the Rosh HaMechadosh, that's also Bechlal, the machloikis remain the chacham of the sefer. The same way he didn't know that this neder needs havar, he didn't know that this neder is eligible for havar, it's the same thing, and therefore it's a machloikis tanoim.